Apologize.
We did defensive tactics, sorry, everyone. Girls out there. Get guns away from people. That's important.
Hey Brad, can you make sure that microphone's on when you speak? Okay, thanks.
Is Marcia gonna be here?
They had to put her mom in the hospital for vacation, so she may or may not be. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the city council meeting to order at 7 o'clock PM on the 14th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weagle.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Simpson absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on October 22nd. Were there any changes or corrections that needed to be made? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Next up is the we're going to recess the city council meeting and open up the public hearing for establishing the economic revitalization area. If you remember from the last time, we were going to we're trying to establish the citywide economic revitalization area, which will then allow us to be more let's say responsive to economic development opportunities and tax abatement type situations. So with that being said, we will open up the floor to the public hearing. If anybody would like to speak. And seeing that nobody would like to speak, we will go ahead and close the public hearing and restart the city council meeting. So next up on our agenda is resolution 2013-27. A confirmatory resolution. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motioned by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read resolution number 2013-27.
Resolution 2013-27, a confirmatory resolution designating certain real estate within Columbia City, Indiana, as an economic revitalization area, ERA, pursuant to IC 6-1.1-12.1-ETSEQ.
Okay, and so again, if you remember, this is establishing the citywide economic revitalization area. If you'll remember, our economic development director, Alan Teo, was in a couple meetings ago to talk about this, and at that point, this city council decided to move forward with establishing that area. At this point in time, do you have any comments, questions on the resolution in front of you? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve resolution 2013-27.
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, next up, we have our we have Brad Smith here, who's going to do a GIS demonstration for us. Your official title is drafting technician, isn't it? Or
GIS,
like GIS coordinator, I'm sorry. I was trying to remember exactly what we had titled the position. So, so Brad, when you're ready to kind of describe what's going on, if you remember, Council, between the Board of Works and yourself, we've made a way to have GIS here in the city, which actually complements the county very well. I know that Brad's been working very much with Dan in his capacity at the county. And this actually has been, I think, a great compliment to all of our departments, specifically our utilities, which kind of going from there, we'll let you guys kind of have your say of maybe some of the ways that you've used it. But, Brad, I'll turn it over to you right now.
Okay. Thank you. The GIS, we started last last fall, and the geographic information system where we can combine geography and databases together. And so that's what we've done. We've converted our AutoCAD files into these georeference files that we can attach databases to. So all of our features now have attributes attached to them. So all of our utility lines and poles all have features attached to them. And so it's more useful and interactive for our field crews. So what we have is this is GoSync Mapbook. It's developed by TC Technology in California. And they've allowed us to pull our GIS into this software, which can go on these tough books and take it out in the field. So all of our data is available in the field to everybody. And this data is also available through a product called ArcReader. And anybody with access to our server in the MSF building can get access to those files. So this is how we can get them in the field with Mapbook. So here's our service territory shown on the map. So we have all of our layers on the right side. I guess Terry should have to use this. I can use my mouse here. These are all the layers we have currently on the map. It's hard to see, but we have aerial photography, parcels, which Dan provided to the county, boundary layers. We can turn them on and off. Like there's our city limits, or we can turn on our electric boundary. That's our service territory, our electric boundary down here. So we can kind of see all those territories, which could be useful in the field for the guys. We also have our hydrography, our water utility, our sewer utility, which is sanitary, and our stormwater is included in that. Electric communications, which we don't have a lot, but we're able to include our fiber, proposed fiber, and sirens on that. Cemetery, and then the inspections, which we can talk about later. But this tool is very useful just to be able to visualize all the utilities. We can turn them on and off and start viewing them, but. And also the fact that we can do inspections on these of all the features. So we can actually look at every feature and update any of the information with all those features. So we can just run down some of the tools which are available now, which just provided by Dan also is the aerial photography we can turn on behind these maps, which is useful for a lot of purposes. Turn it off just to help it load quicker. But the nice thing about the software is it has a search tool. You can do a quick search, which is our poll, which I've already typed in poll SA9. So if I search that, it'll take me to poll SA9, which is in Collins Street and South 50 East. So we'll turn on the electric layer, and you can see it's highlighted there. We can zoom in on it, draw a little circle, zoom in on that. But you know we can highlight it and find out all the information about SA9. We click on pole SA9. We can see that it's it's hard to see up there, but it's a 40-foot class 4 pole. And this is the kind of information that we're missing that we want to update. So by having this in the field, we can update all this information with our inspection feature. So this is, and this will be useful for Dan at the county when this is all generated, because they'll have that for the 911 and all their pole information. Also, you can search intersections if you want to go to an intersection. So we have Van Buren. Click Van Buren, and we can find all the intersecting streets with Van Buren Street. So Van Buren and Oak Street, we can zoom right to that. Turn on the photography if we want to see it a little bit better. That's some of the search tools included. Then the inspection feature. It's what I mentioned before, where we can turn on the sewer layer. If we want to inspect a manhole, we can go down our list, go to inspection, and our list of inspections that I've created to this point are on here. And these inspections, once they're created, they're stored in the database, and you'll never lose them. So if you inspect it this year, inspect it next year, the following year, it's always there. All inspections are there, so you can see, how through the years. So we create a new manhole inspection. Say we want to inspect manhole E368, and drag a box on it. There's E368. Currently has no data included in it, but with these drop-downs and text boxes, we can go ahead and fill this in. This will be synced back to me, and we can update this information at the NSF building. So then once I update it and save it, it'll come back on, and it'll be stored on here automatically. It'll be updated on the tough books. So that's some of the inspections. The other inspection, Kelly's been using the street department. It'd just be a sketch inspection, which you can draw, you know, if you know there's a line, a utility line in here, you can draw it. It's trying to froze it up. There they are. Or you can even just put an image on. Kelly's been using it for street signs, so we can say there's a stop sign there or no parking. You can stick those on there and save them. They can be synced back to me. And the other feature that I think is useful with this software is a GPS feature, which can follow your location or show your current location anywhere on the map. So if you don't really feel like zooming around or panning around, the software will find you out wherever you're at with GPS. And I guess cloud software.
Great. Department heads that have had the opportunity to work with the software up to this point, what's your initial reaction?
I think so far the street department has taken the best use of it, or made the best use of it. We are just starting to do our pole inspections, which is very good news for us. We can go in and edit the maps if they're not correct. We can go in and go to a pole and enter all the information and what condition the pole is in, and then track that over numerous inspections. So I can go back and inspect the same pole 5 years from now, and I can rate the pole from a 1 to a 5. If it was a 5 a few years ago, it might only be a 3 now, 5 years later. It gives us a better idea. We can go in and sort by rating. So if we rate a bunch of poles at 0, it needs changed. We can go in and sort by the number 0, and it lists every pole we need to change in the city, which is a huge savings in time and driving around looking for bad poles. So eventually when we get all of our phasing data in there and things like that, it's going to be even a better tool. We are working towards getting to tracing, where if we have an outage, we can input where we have a report of an outage, and it'll tell us where the fuse is down and what size of fuse it is and where to go to fix it. So once we get all the data in there, that'll really cut down our outage times even more than where they're at already.
Are you showing the street one?
Yes, yeah. Street inspection, Kelly did. Mm-hmm. I think he's worked with you on that.
Yeah, one of Kelly's goals for this year was to put those streets and rank them in condition. And actually, we had sat down maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, Kelly and I, and went through those roads and streets. And actually, it's pretty amazing what you can do with those. And he was showing me a little bit about dropping the signs in those specific places for sign replacement purposes. But yeah, actually, it showed that we have a lot of really good streets. It's, you know, of course, it's because of a lot of good maintenance we've continued to do. But of course, we can't always account for, you know, the state roads, but that's a different story. So. But, yeah, questions or any other comments from department heads about that at this point? Okay, questions from the council?
No, I'm just really impressed. This is something I know I get involved with the county, and I'm really impressed with how fast he's advanced this, the city's GIS. I know what work that goes into it, and this has exceeded all expectations by me personally. I'm very, very impressed with what you've done. I get excited about this stuff, so this is really cool. It's cool.
Well, I get excited about the fact that we're saving time and energy and money every time that we update these maps, and it saves our guys the time to go to these different locations instead of actually physically going there. They virtually go there and get all the information. So. Great. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you being here tonight. Appreciate your hard work on this GIS system that I know is going to be good in the long term. And really, it's been good in the short term, for that matter. Okay. Next up is Ordinance 2013-31. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance Number 2013-31.
Ordinance 2013-31, an ordinance amending, Ordinance Number 2004-16 and 2006-22, and authorizing the reissuance of certain outstanding waterworks revenue bonds of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay, and I'll let you walk us through that.
Okay. I think I've mentioned this, that I have been working with O.W. Crone's office on trying to reissue our current two bonds from 04 and 06 and trying to get our rates back down because at the time they were higher. And Buzz worked with two different banks, and the best thing to do was to go back through Star, and they gave us a new rate, which is going to save us on both bonds approximately $151,000 for the term of the 2004 bond runs through 2021, and the 2006 bond runs through 2026. And so in order to do that, Eismiller has prepared an ordinance which is authorizing the reissuance of this and needs to be passed so I can get this redone.
Questions?
Do you know approximately what it saves us annually in payments?
No, I don't. I don't have that with me.
I just was curious. I mean, if it, what it did to the cash flow of the water department. Yeah, I'm sure it improved it, but I didn't know how much.
Okay. Okay, in 2014, the 2006 bond, the cost is $129,000, and with the new one,
$118,000. Is that what you're getting, Ben?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Obviously, since this is an ordinance, there will be two readings of this, but if there's no other questions or concerns, I will call for a motion.
Could we go ahead suspend the rules only because Eismiller has this scheduled to close on the 27th?
Okay. So you want to pass this on an emergency basis? Okay. Okay, so there's been a request to pass Ordinance Number 2013-31 on an emergency basis. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve Ordinance 2013-31 on an emergency basis.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you for that. Next up is Ordinance 2013-30. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Motioned by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read 2013-30 by title only.
Ordinance 2013-30, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 28, 2013, for the year 2014.
This is the annual ordinance for elected officials. Dan?
Yeah.
I'll let you handle this.
Yeah, after, I've always been one to be wanting our employees and personnel to be paid fairly for the work that they've done. And I still believe that our council should stay at the same rate that we've been at. I think that's more than fair. But there's been we've had a chance to do some research on the mayor's pay, and thanks to the work that has provided, the information that we received, we're pretty, our mayor's pay is pretty much in equal to what other mayors of cities our size is getting compensated. So one of the things, I mean, there's a lot of variables that go into this when you're looking at what other mayors, how they're being compensated, whether in charge of just sewer utility or if they're in charge of the water and sewer and electric, plus police, fire. There's a lot of variables that get thrown into this. And one of the things that we've noticed that the pay scale is all over the place, quite honestly. And but when we really continue to break this thing down into population and the departments that are being managed by our mayor, we're right there in the middle. So one of the things that I was, after having this brought to my attention, one of the things I would like to do is say we go back to what the, all the other employees are being increased at this point in time. $1,040 increase to be equal with the rest of the employees, and that puts us, that still puts our mayor in the proper pay scale with everybody else. Ben, like I say, he's the one that did all the research on this, so if you have anything.
Well, what we've gone back to is IAC does an annual salary survey, and they do it by classes of cities, towns, and Columbia City is a third-class city. Not literally, but that's what class we're in.
We're a first-class city that's categorized
as a third-class, that's
yes.
Correct.
Right.
So I looked at it by city size, population. I compared to Angola, Bluffton, Brazil, Charles City, Elwood, Decatur, Kemmelville. And in that range, we're on the higher end of the pay scale for the mayor's salary, but not all of those have all the utilities that we have. So I looked at it by utility as well. And in that one, we're on the middle to lower range. So I agree with Dan. I think if we give them the cost of living raise that the employees got, I think that keeps us in line, even though there is some variation between the department heads and the mayor. After thinking about it a lot, if you look at the last four or five mayors, we've had some that have been very engaged, and we've had some that have not been very engaged. So the salary is not necessarily reflective of the job the mayor's done, but it's reflective of what the position is paid. So, you know, while we have a very engaged mayor currently, the next one may not be as engaged, and that salary follows them as well. So,
I think it's important to note that we're setting the salary for the position and not for the person.
And like I said before, there is by state statute, there is no such thing as a part-time mayor or a full-time mayor. It's how that person chooses to run that office at the time. And like I say, if people aren't happy, then they have the option to
vote them out.
Make their vote. Yeah, vote them out. So that's the way that that's the way it works. So, I appreciate the work that Ben brought to the table, because it was that's extremely important. So.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Just to be clear, this ordinance also covers the clerk treasurer and the common council.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what
so
was
what
there?
Would the what would the total what? Number be?
Yeah, the clerk treasurer's pay is also on here, and again, it's kind of all over the place as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
but
solid.
This only, but this only includes the $1,040.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We was in. She was getting that increase as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the new number would be, Rosie?
It'd be a 57.6 7190.
Yep.
Did I
add
it right?
Yep.
Okay. So basically what we're saying is city council's pay stays the same. Mayor and our city clerk, Rosie, will get the $1,040 increase just like everybody else.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay, can I have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we accept a salary. Let me see what we had called. Ordinance 2013-30 with those changes that we voiced earlier.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present, and we'll move that to second reading next meeting. Department reports. Mike.
Up on North Elm Street, we got all the bacteria samples on that last section passed, and today we did finish the pressure test on that area. So tomorrow we'll start tying the houses over in to the new main. And we also went down to South Elm Street, Vine Street, and are hooked up 6-inch valve, so when the storm sewer project starts next summer, they'll have a place to extend the water line they have to replace. And we put in a new meter setting out in Eagle Glen and turned on a new service in Lincoln Point, and just a basic disconnects and reconnects.
Okay, questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Terry.
Excuse me. Spectrum Engineering came back with a report to the Board of Works, and Board of Works took it under advisement. We were happy that it came in about $70-some thousand cheaper than we thought it was going to be. So Board of Works is looking at a proposal. We're going to have a Spectrum back at the next Board of Works meeting to go over that. That's all I have for special projects.
Okay. Questions of Terry. Terry, at the last meeting or a couple of meetings ago, did you report about the updating of the app? You probably did, and I'm just forgetting about it. About how we updated the My Columbia City app.
Yeah, I think that was quite a while ago.
Right? Yeah, I know. I was just trying to remember if that had been reported. Okay. Thank you. Mike.
Paul and myself sat down last week and went over the local limits that's in our pretreatment ordinance. And we come up and are going to set some new limits. And we came up with those figures using an EPA software program, or a program from the EPA. We put all our information in, and what we came up with, or what their suggestions were, we thought was too low, or not low enough. So we've done some calculations on the information we had gathered from the testing we've done, and came up with a set of limits, and those are in the hands of IDEM right now, waiting on their approval. And when they come back with approval, hopefully they will, then we'll meet with legal and turn that into a change in the ordinance, and then we'll bring that for a vote here. We started something I wanted to start a few years ago, and it was, of course, my fault on the lacks of it. But since we have 4 overhead cranes now, we are required to have a monthly inspection done on those every month. And to have a company come in and do that, we have to have it done once a year. We haven't done once a year for OSHA. But on a monthly level, to have them come in and do that, it's $125 a month, the last time I checked. But they were nice enough that they they sent me a copy of their form that they used. And also, when one of their employees was over, he went through and showed me how to go through and inspect everything. And then we developed our own form, and we've started this in-house now. That we'll do monthly inspections on all our cranes. So if OSHA would happen to come in, we will be compliant with that. We will have the information on hand. And we'll be doing that, plus saving all the money, doing it ourselves. Started winterizing things. Draining lines and stuff out that we won't be using so they don't freeze up for the winter. Just getting ready for the cold weather. Worked on just regular maintenance, and next week we'll probably start with our Christmas decorations in between warm days and rain and things like that. But we'll get them done.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Tim?
Well, as you know, the Veterans Marathon was on Saturday, and we had 8 officers that worked that day, did a great job with traffic direction and things like that. This was a new course for us this year where they did the first loop twice. So we did have a few intersections that got interesting when there were cars coming from multiple directions and runners coming from two different directions. So it was intense for a while, but we got through it. And we did learn some things, a few changes we can make for next year to help a little bit with traffic flow. But the guys did a great job, and it was a good event. Officers have toured Quest State Elementary School this past week, so now they've gone through all seven schools in the corporation just to kind of acclimate themselves with the buildings. In the past couple days, we're doing new department photos for the officers, and soon we'd like to get new photos posted out here in the lobby area to kind of make that look a little better. Today we had defensive tactics training, and a few of us are a little sore from today, but we'll be fine. And next week we have taser recertification training. And with that, we're getting close to the end of the year. We're going to review training hours for everyone and make sure that everybody's received the mandatory training that they need to have for the year. Detective Stevens is working on a complete audit inventory of the evidence room. That's been very labor-intensive and taking a lot of time for him to do that, but he's about got that done. So we're glad that he's had a chance to go through that and do an audit and inventory. Captain Hiley is working on getting quotes for our new squad cars. We're going to be purchasing white cars this year. They're a little bit cheaper, and we're also going to have a different logo on our vehicles that the Board of Works approved on Tuesday. So if you'd like to see what that looks like, I'd be happy to show it to you. We're excited about it. It's going to be a neat change, and they're going to look really nice. Soon we'll begin the process of promoting another sergeant. This will make sergeants on all three shifts. Currently we have a sergeant on second shift and on third shift, but we don't for the day shift guys. So we think this will bring more of a kind of uniformity and a better flow of communication from the command staff down through the patrolmen. So that will be happening soon. That's it.
Okay, questions of Tim? If I could just say for a second, the marathon got a lot of, again, as normal, but got a lot of really good positive comments from individuals who weren't here. I know there was a story in the paper about the gentleman from Japan. Was it Japan, I think?
If I could just, this is really cool.
Yes.
I didn't believe the story when I first heard it that day, but the gentleman from Tokyo that came here, and I talked to him afterwards. He was dead last in the marathon. But he prides himself in being last. He's an eco-marathoner, and he actually has a foundation he's created. And he rates his marathons on how many pictures he takes and kind of what he thinks of, I guess, the environment as he's running around. So he took over 100 pictures. He was really excited. It took him over 6 hours to get through with the marathon. He's in his mid-50s. This marathon was his 649th marathon that he has completed, which is incredible to think about. He's done marathons in 72 countries. So actually, I found his website and his Facebook page, and it's pretty neat to read his story. They did articles on him in Runner's World magazine and things like that. Really cool guy who was real excited to be here and had a great time. So, pretty neat. Oh, and his goal, I talked to him about what's his vision, I guess, for the future, and he wants to do 1,000 marathons by the time he's 100.
Wow.
That's his goal.
And you said he had finished how many?
649 was Saturday.
Wow. So, positives is he's over halfway there.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions to Tim? Thank you, Tim. Jeff.
And we complain about your goal setting.
I know. Yeah. See?
Wow.
It challenges me to set loftier goals with you guys.
The stormwater project on the southwest quadrant of the city, the design continues to progress on that. We're currently working on the permit process. There's several permits that we have to go through. the county, DNR, Army Corps of Engineers, just to mention a few of them. We're still working with the railroad. It's a maze at that level, but we're very confident that they've gave all their blessings to us. It's just getting through the rest of the process, and hope to have that part of it done by the end of the year. I have also reached out to Rosie Osprey at O.W. Crone's office. I reported to you before that the anticipated construction cost of this project will not exceed our cash reserves in the utility, but I don't want to, and I'm sure you don't, want to drain our reserves down to zero. So I've asked Rosie to look at what kind of a balance between local financing and paying part of the project with cash will do for us. And she's going to be working that up. Tuesday morning at Board of Works, we received two quotes on stormwater improvements out at the Westgate area. And I know that there were some questions at the time. If you continue to have questions before the next Board of Works meeting when we're anticipating awarding that, please get with me. I'd be happy to sit down and talk with you. Also, talked with Region 3A. Well, I guess to use a phrase from Mark, I'm really excited because we got the income survey done, and now we can move forward with a planning grant in anticipation of comprehensive plan. So all this is in steps, but we had to have the income survey done first. I've now asked Region 3A to provide us with a proposal for grant application and grant administration. This would be through OGRA, the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, for a planning grant. So looking at that right now, I'm also working with the two contractors that worked on the bridge, or the, you know, the bridge and the trail extension up to Demone Grimes. I've just received the closeout paperwork from the engineer this week and should have that closed out, Rosie, in the next couple of weeks. I'm looking, Holly Hunter, they don't, there's nothing due to either party on that one, but there is a change order deduct from NIBLOC that we should be getting. So I've asked Mike Megger for the paperwork on that. And then I'm working with Parkview Health Systems on behalf of the Columbia City Main Street organization to see if there's any grant opportunities for, at this point, at least bicycle racks in the downtown area as part of their Healthy Communities Initiative. So I hope to hear back from them on what kind of opportunities that they might have in the next couple of weeks. With a fledgling organization like the Columbia City Main Street organization, our funds are very limited, so we're going to rely on a lot of collaboration with a lot of different organizations. So this is, I think, just a good step and a good outreach for us. That's all I've got, Mayor.
Okay. I'll give Ben a chance too, but do you want to make any comments about the Clifton?
I'll let you guys. Thing?
Okay. Very good. Questions of Jeff? Okay. Thank you. Sean?
Well, the guys began trimming our lines on the rural areas of our service area. That's going to be probably a month-long process, so you'll see the trucks out trimming trees and making a general ruckus around the country. But it's for a good purpose, and it's going to keep your services dependable out there. We installed three new services out of Chesapeake and Heritage Place area. We had disconnects 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago, and there were only around 50, which is a lot better than normal. My Jason Branning and I attended a conference sponsored by Indiana 811, meant to encourage more cooperation between utilities when it comes to digging and locating services. We did learn quite a bit about workplace safety and things like that, and made some connections that hopefully we can use in the future for getting lines protecting our lines and theirs as well. We did begin the Christmas decoration installation. So you see pole wraps are nearly done downtown. A lot of the decorations are hung on the poles in preparation for the 29th, I believe is the date. And we are getting prepared for Santa's house to move in for Santa's arrival this year. Next week I meet with Spectrum to discuss this fiber optic and how it's going to affect our substations and the expense we'll probably have bringing our third substation up to speed with the two newer subs substations because the technology is behind on that one. So I'll be coming with the a large ticket item for updating that substation as part of the general process of putting the fiber optic in. And currently working on reviewing the pole attachments, security light, rental fees, our general calls for service fees, just to make sure that they're par for what other utilities are charging. And I think we're behind in a few of those, so be working on a study on that as well. I think that's it.
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Mark?
I want to thank everyone for their help in the Veterans Marathon. Just so many different departments were involved with that, from the Water Department, Electric, Street, definitely the Police and the Sheriff's Department. There's no way that could have been done without them. And it's just a neat event, and it's neat to see so many different departments working together for something like that. So I just want to thank everyone for that. Dashing Through the Snow 5K is December 6th, so we're putting some work together for that. Starting to get a lot of entries for that. Our money that we make from that will go toward raising money for the Aquatic Center to get to that point. So it's kind of our incentive project is the Aquatic Facility. And the Aquatic Facility Task Force meets next Monday night at 7 up here for their next meeting. And today we helped the Street Department with leaves, picking up leaves. They were a little understaffed today, so we were able to help them out. And then tomorrow we'll finish out blowing out our water lines, getting ready for the winter. So.
Questions of Mark? Thank you, Mark. Rosie? Anything? Jackie? Okay, I got a couple of things for you. Just for the council's knowledge, Marcia McNagney, our city attorney, has started to kind of take up residence on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you would like 15 minutes to talk about any kind of city business with her or anything you need to run by her, so if you're on a committee or something like that, any kind of ordinance ideas, things to that effect, call my assistant Martha up and you can schedule a time with her. If you know what it's about, let Martha know so that Marcia can plan ahead, if that makes sense. Also, we had our city-county joint wellness health fair. And you probably got the report from, I don't know if you guys get those reports. Anyways, from our HR director. And we had over 50% participation by our employees, which is, I think, a really good percentage for the first time of doing it. And so we are getting ready to roll out a wellness program for our city. It's the first one we've had. Is it ever, Rosie? So we're really looking toward preventative maintenance type situations and a good incentivized program. And as you may also have heard, our insurance rates for the employees actually went down this year.
Right?
Okay. Thank you. And so that's a great thing for our employees. It's a great thing, obviously, for our bottom line. In general, competition is a good thing, and we think that was part of it, but also part of it was our claims were down significantly last year, so that was great. Our housing authority has its first meeting on the 19th of this month. I do have phone calls out to individuals regarding the Utility Rate Advisory Board. And so if there's individuals that decline that, I will be coming back to you and asking for further recommendations. And then also, we are very close to being done with the newsletter, the second newsletter, for our residents that will go out, and it will cover the months of December, January, and February. So we will be getting that out to our residents by beginning of December. We're going to work toward that.
Okay.
Yeah. and then also had the opportunity with Jeff and Ben to go to hear Jim Clifton, who is the author of The Coming Jobs Wars. And got to hear him over at IPFW, and it was really very telling. And I think really he laid a big challenge out to our region to really look at how jobs are made and how we can spur job creation in general, and furthermore to look at things like healthcare costs and things that are quite frankly going to drown the nation unless we really do something big. So it's a big task laid ahead of us, but I think it's something that our region definitely with collaboration we've been focusing on. We happen to be in a very forward-thinking region. Not everywhere is like we don't have, there's not that many regions that are like us, and so I think that's a really great thing for us to be a part of that and really to be an active part of it between Alan, myself, our county commissioners, and others. So with that, I'm done. Dan? Ben?
I do have a couple things. Tim met, and I and Pete York and Marsham met Tuesday. We had about a two-hour session on the ordinance committee. I think the animal ordinance will be coming to you shortly.
Okay.
There's a couple old ordinances that were taken off the books. And then also we're completely rewriting the nuisance ordinance so it's easier for the public to understand as well as the police department to enforce. So
that's a good idea.
So hopefully within the next couple months we'll have that one knocked out. So that's two of the major ordinances in the book.
Okay.
Second, we had the redevelopment meeting Tuesday. A lot of good things going on there. Be some good news coming out of there shortly. Can't say much more than that, but stay tuned. And then also I had the opportunity to attend the speech from Jim Clifton Tuesday night with the mayor and Jeff as well. And he had an interesting take on things. I'm glad to see our EDC director is working in the direction that, that someone of Mr. Clifton's caliber is in, that feels that we should be. Our education system, we have some work to do there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're positioned to where we could be, you know, a very successful region in the next generation. So,
I agree.
That's all I have.
Just for you sports fans out there, Jim Clifton is the chairman and is it CEO also? Chairman and CEO of Gallup. So every time you see a Gallup poll come out, that's one of many things that the Gallup organization does. And so it was very interesting his take on all of the surveys and studies and everything that Gallup has produced, you know, that we see, and we see little bits and pieces in those polls. But, you know, when you take a step back and look at the overall, you can see some really good, some good trends and some not so great trends that need to be corrected. So.
And he did say that regardless of what happens at a national level, it's going to be the local level that determines whether or not communities are successful or not.
And to partner off of that, I would definitely say that I appreciate the way that this council, our Redevelopment Commission, our Economic Development Corporation, and everybody, really, our department heads as well, have had a focus on economic development since day one, and will continue to have that focus. So, great. Thank you. Nicole?
I have nothing.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause? If not, we... Go Colts, that's right. We will adjourn our meeting. Thank you, everybody.